American soprano Marjorie Owens is in town for the Canadian Opera Company's production of Richard Wagner's Der Fliegende Holländer, The Flying Dutchman, which opens on October the 7th. She has been lauded by critics worldwide for her portrayal of some pretty dramatic operatic heroines, including Bellini's Norma, Beethoven's Leonora in the opera Fidelio, and, of course, Senta in The Flying Dutchman. We are very fortunate to be speaking with her today. Good morning, Marjorie.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Wonderful. So this is relatively early hours for an opera singer, right? So it's not yet diva o'clock?
Nothing before noon, yes.
That's what I hear. So if this is a day of a rehearsal or a performance, how do you prepare for it? Any special rituals or any special foods you might eat or avoid?
Oh, goodness. Well, sure, I try to stay away from super spicy things.
Right.
But, try to just stay hydrated, do, you know, lots of warm-ups, cardio, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I was reading a little bit about you, and it's so impressive. I'm wondering, though, on your way to becoming a leading dramatic soprano, which for our listeners, it just means that it's a very a heavier voice that sings dramatic roles, you have won several international vocal competitions, including the Metropolitan Opera and also the George London competition. And I'm wondering, how important were those moments in terms of opening doors to shaping your career?
Oh, well, they certainly help. Anything that gets you, you know, acclaim and attention like that is always, you know, on the plus side.
For sure. And I mean, I'm sure that you work with young singers as well, or they come to you for advice. Would you still encourage young singers to take part in these competitions?
Oh, yes. Mostly, you know, if they have credit card debt, that sort of thing. it helps, especially when you're just starting out, you know.
Yes, people don't understand or maybe appreciate or even know that it is a very costly endeavor to train to become an athlete in music is really what you are, you know?
Oh, most definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thinking of yourself as a dramatic young voice, what advice would you give a young singer with a dramatic voice that may already be itching to sing Wagner? I'm thinking here of what kind of vocal path did you take to prepare yourself for the sheer physical stamina that is involved or required of these roles?
Well, I started very young. I started around 14. I discovered opera. So, yeah. And I knew I needed a technique. I knew I didn't have one. So,
yeah.
I went out and I went to college and I found the teacher that I want, you know, that I needed. And we built that up first. And we kind of put Wagner and Strauss on the back burner and did lots of Mozart, you know, just to shore up technique and then go from there. So,
well, that's actually a solidly good point, because if you have good technique to sing Mozart, you can pretty much sing anything and then just see
exactly
where the voice develops, right?
Exactly.
So speaking of Wagner, you are here to sing the role of Senta in The Flying Dutchman. And I'm just going to quickly encapsulate the story. She is a young woman who was asked to do really the impossible, which is to lift the curse that has been placed on a sea captain doomed to roam the seas for all eternity. He has been in a pact with Satan. However, if he can find a wife pure of heart, that would be you, who would be true to him, the curse would be lifted and he would be free. That is a huge responsibility on this young woman. Could you just tell us briefly what happens to her, her character, in the course of this story?
Well, no spoilers, but she dies fighting for you know, her goals, her wishes, her dreams. Like, she sees him as an escape, you know, from traditions and expectations from society, and she's a bit obsessed, but she discovers that she's grown up with the legend of him, and then when he finally appears and he's real, she fights for it, you know, she wants it. So
she's already half invested in some sort of way.
Exactly.
I'm going to read a review that I read, and this is from Charles Downey of the Washington Classical Review. He had this to say about your singing. In the title role, in this case it was Norma, she was intense and refined, an aristocratic presence with a voice of silken softness as well as laser-focused volume that sailed over the massed instruments and chorus. And the reason I'm reading this is because I want our listeners to understand what it is that is demanded of a dramatic soprano. So you're singing a role usually of a person who was quite young and very pure of heart, and therefore she has to show great vulnerability and tenderness, yet She has to call upon immense heroism in order to, well, save the day. So how do you do this? How do you find all the vocal and dramatic colors required for such a task, in particular Wagnerian roles?
Oh, well, Wagner, I mean, he basically shows it to you. It's all on the page. You know, all the nuance and the musicality that's required is all right there. You just have to simply sing the score.
But you must pace yourself throughout the production, right?
Oh, yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. I've learned basically the larger the role, the more lyrically you really have to sing it. You cannot push, you cannot force it, or you'll burn out. It's not possible.
Mm, exactly. And what is your favorite thing about this specific production?
Oh. oh goodness. Let's see. This is a fun one. This is Chris Alden. I'd say it's a double rake, so that
yep.
is interesting, and it's a bit of a challenge since I'm pretty clumsy. So the fact that I haven't fallen down once, I'm taking that as a win. But
yeah, we should say to our listeners, a raked stage means that you are actually you're slanted for most of the production in your vertical position, right?
Yes, and this one is double raked, so
wow.
it's coming at you from all sides.
Not
but it's
easy.
A gorgeous production, and it's beautiful acoustic because it's basically just this gorgeous, you know, wooden box that you're standing
right.
in. So no matter where you sing, the acoustics, the audience will hear everything.
Exactly. I have worked on this production both as a member of the CUC chorus and the German diction coach, so I'm not going to give away some other little things about this production. But Marjorie, what's coming up next for you? I mean, of course, we're all anticipating the opening on October the 7th, but are you taking this role anywhere else? Are you? Can audiences hear you as Senta somewhere else?
Oh, sure. This season, I will be heading over to Vancouver to sing Senta once
mm-hmm.
again. Yeah.
And anything else? Any other roles on the horizon?
I'm going to give Elektra a try.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Good for you.
Oh. Yes. Challenge accepted, basically.
Absolutely right. Oh.
Yes.
Well, we've been talking to Marjorie Owens, who is in town here, starring in the CUC production of Wagner's Flying Dutchman, Der Fliegende Holländer. And it opens on October the 7th. Marjorie, sadly, we are out of time, and it has been a delight speaking with you. And you're not giving any master classes by any chance while you're here?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not to my knowledge.
Oh, well, here's food for thought, right? Because if I were a young singer, I would love to glean from your wisdom and just hear what you have to say. So thank you so much for being up before noon, before Diva O'Clock. Thanks very much, Marjorie.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Once again, that was Marjorie Owens, who sings Senta in the Flying Dutchman. It opens October the 7th and runs until October the 23rd. For more information and tickets, please visit www.coc.ca.